Welcome to the Investor Coaching Show, a podcast to help you get an insider's view of the financial world and escape common investment traps. We look at the financial news of the day and help you make sense of it so you can relax about money.
And welcome back to the Investor Coaching Show. This is Ira Work in the studio with Ann Sawatsky.
Hey, Ira.
Yes.
Just got a text message from Paul. So he just can't stay away on his vacation.
I know.
He's listening and he said we made him want to watch a Mel Gibson movie.
Oh, wow. So
he doesn't even watch
Very
movies.
Nice. you know what the whole thing is, I think he would have to... Probably ask one of his kids how to turn the television on.
Probably, because he doesn't watch many...
No, he doesn't watch TV. I wish I... You know, I'd probably get so much more accomplished if I had his discipline.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know?
Yeah.
But I want to go back and finish up these questions because I really think that they're really very important if you're going to go into an advisor, especially if you're frustrated. And the next question was... Do you have an emergency fund to cover 6 months of living expenses?
I do ask that. Yeah.
No. The client asks the advisor. These are questions for the client to ask the advisor.
Got it. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. I have about a year's worth of living expenses just sitting on the sidelines.
I would probably say, I don't even know how much I have as far as that goes, but it's well over a year, I would say. Yeah.
If I ran a credit report on you, what would it tell me?
Yeah.
Do you use the same investment managers you tell me to use? And I hope you all out there are writing these down. Does your company have a succession or an emergency plan? We actually do here. We all have, we have a lot of younger, guys that have come in that are in their 30s and 40s mm-hmm. that are learning from us older folks. So I just turned 63 a few weeks ago. One person asked me, well, what's your exit strategy? I said, I don't have one. I just hope I don't die at my desk.
But the SEC is requiring that now, by the way.
Yeah. So. And when I say I don't have an exit strategy, I don't have a retirement date in mind.
Right.
I was actually thinking about that this morning. It's like, I would like to be able, God willing, my health holds out. I would like to be able to go to 75, another 12 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you enjoy what you do.
I love what I do.
Yeah. Then
I don't
why
feel,
retire?
Yeah. I don't feel like I go to work.
Right.
You know,
right.
With some people, like, you know, I've had people come in, they're going to be 62 next year, or they want to retire next year. I'm like, well, why? Like, I just hate my job.
Yeah.
And that's a really good reason to retire.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client who is a retired Southwest airline pilot, and they had forced retirement at 65, and he did not want to retire. He loved what he did. So do you use the same investment managers you tell me to use? Do you have a company succession and emergency plan? We do. All of our information is backed up on two different levels. And we do have younger people that are coming in. Do you have an umbrella insurance policy?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a really good question because, for example, typical car insurance requires 100, 300 to be covered. When you go for the umbrella policy, and usually the umbrella policy just starts with $1 million worth of coverage, but now you have to increase your coverage to 250, 500. So now you're paying a little bit more for that, and then you're paying for the umbrella policy. But think about the level of lawyers that the insurance company is going to have come out to fight on your behalf.
$1 million goes pretty quickly, you know, as far as if there's a lawsuit and liability is found, $1 million is not too much these days, honestly.
Now, are you speaking as...
I'm talking as a former lawyer.
That's the question I was going to ask you. You're talking about as a financial advisor or as a lawyer?
No, I'm talking about whether you would want to have $1 million seems like a lot to people until they get into litigation. And then they realize that's really not that much coverage. So that's what I'm saying. It's important to have those.
Especially when the lawyers are going to take a third of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And one of the last questions, and there's probably a lot more questions that you can ask an advisor when you go in. Do you have a will?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a very important question, because how could an advisor tell you that you need to have these things if they themselves do not have these things?
Right.
You know,
or a trust.
You know, I have all the documents, yeah. The will, the living will, in case I just mm-hmm. can't make decisions for myself and I'm still alive. The durable medical power of attorneys, who's going to make my decisions for me medically mm-hmm. if I can't make them. You know, so I have all the documents, the power of attorney, who can sign on behalf of you to make financial decisions and so on and so forth. So those are some of the questions that you should ask. You should also find out how the advisor is invested. But now there's another thing that is really a great way to get to learn your advisor and a lot more about yourself as an investor and a lot more about the investment process and some of the things that you're coming up against as an investor. And one of the ways to do that, and I'll toot our own horn here for a minute. You know, coming up in April on the 4th and 5th, we're doing a workshop called the American Dream Experience. It's a 2-day workshop. Probably, I have never been to one, but I've just heard about it. Probably a similar to time-wise, a Tony Robbins type of workshop where you're getting to deep down into the nitty-gritty. But you've had an experience with some of your clients. I'd like you to share that.
Yeah, I have really had some fabulous experience with clients going through that, through the 2-day workshop. And almost invariably, they are just so glad they went. And they come up to me after it and they go, oh my gosh, I should have done this 20 years ago. Now, they didn't have it 20 years ago, but I mean, you know, they wish they would have known all the information that we impart in the workshop that long ago, and it would have made a difference for them. So you come out being much more confident and you have clarity about what your investment philosophy is, what mm-hmm. makes sense to you, what you should be doing going forward. You come up with a plan for your future. I like to tell people, especially in fact, I just had a client who is just a couple of years from retirement now, and he will be going in April, because I said to him, you're starting a new part
stage
of your life, and we need to create your future.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Dream Experience is really a wonderful event for creating what your meaningful future is going to be so that we can start reverse engineering it.
Yeah. So some of the different topics that we cover in that workshop, things like discovering or creating your true purpose for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I ask people that when they come into my office, you know, have you discovered your true purpose for money? Usually it's things like, yeah, we got to pay that, you know, for the insurance, and we got to buy food and pay for our health care. Well, those are just things that you're doing with your money.
That's reacting.
Right.
Yeah.
But one of the ways that we tend to ask the question, because the money, if you don't have a purpose, for those of us who are in the accumulation phase, it becomes more about, I need more money. I need mm-hmm. more money. I need more money. And then you begin to realize, well, how much money do you really need?
Right.
You know, to live your life.
Or to make you happy.
Or to make you happy. Well, money doesn't buy happiness.
Well, I know. That's my point. Because I think when you know, I had one client go through the event who, she had been a divorced mom. She didn't have a lot of assets, but she'd had a really happy life as a mom and a teacher. And she realized that she had been kind of obsessing about money when she said, you know what? I wouldn't change a thing that I did in my life because I was doing what made me happy. And I don't need millions of dollars to make me happy because I realized what made me happy wasn't the money.
Right, right. You know, I've said, you know, if money made people happy, and some of you may have heard me say this on the radio because I believe this, the people in Hollywood should be the happiest people in the world.
Right.
But our tabloids show us that they're not. They have high divorce rates. They have drinking problems. You know, you have those who overdose on drugs. They commit suicide. I mean, look at Robin Williams. I mean, you would say, well, if money made them happy, they wouldn't have had these problems. Another topic that we cover is mind over money. And mind over money begins to look at the things that your mind is actually thinking about up front. And the people that are trying to take your money from you and how to defend yourself from that. You know, and that's very important because if you don't know how the investment industry is actually working on your mind, you can't defend yourself. You know, then we talk about conscious investing for peace of mind. How do we invest in such a way that we don't have to worry about the way we're invested?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing workshop. And then we get into what's called the investor prediction syndrome. Now, most investors believe that what it takes is a forecast or a future in order to make the right investment choices. Mm-hmm. And we show you in that workshop that you don't need to do that. So we're going to continue on with this after our next break, which is coming up about right now. So you're listening to Ira Work and Ann Zawoski. This is the Investor Coaching Show. We'll be back with more of the American Dream Experience after the break.
Thanks for tuning in to the Investor Coaching Podcast. Now, you may be one of these people that's been listening and realizing, wow, investing, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, and financial planning, tax laws constantly changing, and recognizing that maybe you might need some help in this area. But you don't want just anybody to help you out. So we have 10 offices in the Middle Tennessee area, and everything we do is fee only. We align our interests with your interests. So you can get an initial 15-minute phone call with any one of our offices just by going to paulwinkler.com/call. That's it. Every one of the offices is run by somebody with 20-plus years experience. They're all degree planners. They all have academic backgrounds in investing, and you can get the help that you need. So if you want to set up a complimentary phone consultation, just go to paulwinkler.com/call. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
And welcome back to the Investor Coaching Show. This is Ira Work with Ann Zawoski. So we were talking about the American Dream Experience when we left off, and I just want to share with you a couple of other topics in the workshop. One of them is experiencing the American Dream. You know, now a lot of people think the American Dream is dead. A lot of people think the American Dream is losing it here in America. And I would say that's absolutely not true for the simple reason that we see all these people trying to come to America both legally and illegally. So they're coming for something. Mm-hmm. And maybe it just hasn't gotten out to the rest of the world that the American Dream is dead. I don't know. I don't think so.
You know, I really like that particular segment because it gives people such hope.
Uh-huh.
And because there is a lot of belief out there, especially among younger people now, that, oh, I'm never going to be able to succeed anymore. It's, you know, housing is too much. The economy's been this. I mean, there's inflation, lots of reasons where they don't see that they have the same future available to them. And I think one of the big things that you get out of that particular segment and the true purpose segment is, yes, you really do. There are so many opportunities, but sometimes we have to take a particular screen off that we're looking through the world in and open up our eyes to other opportunities or other ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've all grown up believing certain things because that's what we were taught to believe.
Right.
And if we don't examine these things for ourselves, I mean, there is so much knowledge and information out there. You know, what we know is just so minute compared to the wealth of knowledge that this world contains. And if we learn something different, you know, the screens that you were talking about, which we call terministic screens in the workshop, those screens is how we see the world. And when you go through the workshop, it could cause what we call cognitive dissonance, where this doesn't agree with what I believe. And it could take a minute for you to get this idea and learn something new and say, you know what? That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
You know,
right.
But most people are trying to take a square peg and put it through a round hole, and they're frustrated with their investments and not understanding why they're not working out the way they were told when they sat down with that new advisor.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hearing the same thing from most advisors, and this shows them something different. And this workshop gives people the ability to really live a very meaningful and purposeful life.
Right.
I mean, think about the life that you would want to have. I mean, and one of the ways to do that, which is something that a coach that I'm working with has said to me, Ira, sit down and write your own eulogy.
Mm.
What do you want said about you? How do you want it said? You know, well, Ira sat around the house and watched TV all day. No, that is not a purposeful life.
Well, and that's not a life you're going to want to look back on, you know, at the end of your days, whenever that is, and go, wow, that's, I did a lot of great TV watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, in transparency here, you know, I spent, when my kids were little, I used to watch a lot of Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember one Christmas, my kids giving me a Law and Order book. And I'm like, wow, this is what you really, this is how you see me watching this show.
Yeah.
You know, and it made me realize right then and there how much time I lost with my kids.
Mm.
That instead of those hour or 2 hours, I could have been doing something more meaningful and creating a different life with my children.
Right. And especially, by the way, as you're heading into retirement, you're changing your whole life
when
you retire. So what do you want that new life to be like? Because you do need to have purpose. Purpose is what gives people meaning and fulfillment. And especially when you're in retirement, you don't have that job to go to every day. What are you going to do to have a fulfilling life? Does that mean being with family more? Does that mean, I mean, I had one, you ask about experiences with the American Dream. One of the couples that went with me to it, she decided she wanted to start a charity. And she was going to do a charity that would work with children whose parents had just passed. Because, of course, they're in just such a dark state and they've lost hope. And so she wants to give them a great experience. What a great thing to come out of the American Dream experience, right?
Yeah, that absolutely is. Was it you who said that you have a client who said that in order for their kids to get the money from the trust, they have to go to an American Dream experience
first? Yes, yes. They just told me that the other day. They put it in their trust.
I mean, so think about the impact of that. That they want their kids' lives. Maybe they're looking at their kids and thinking, you guys are spendthrifts. You guys don't have any understanding of how the investment process works. And we want you to have the best life you can have. And part of it is really understanding how to invest money, how to manage money, and have it mean something so that you can live a more purposeful life.
Right.
I thought that was so cool. I mean, I haven't heard anything, and I've been involved with, you know, the American Dream Experience now going on 5 years.
Yeah.
I remember when it was first started. So I think that the American Dream Experience is a must. Right now, we're doing it for people to come for free because the American Dream is free to everybody. Some talk in the office is, well, should we actually be charging? Would people get more out of it if they actually paid for something? So I came up with the idea of charging $17.76, not $17.76, $1,776. That might be too much, but right now it's free. So you can get into it right now. You know, just call the office, 615-849-1950, and Dana will connect you with one of the advisors in the company. So I think it's very worthwhile. There are a lot of things that you could learn. Little snippets of the American Dream are in Paul's online segments. If you go to paulwinther.com, go to the website. There is a tremendous amount of information there. The radio show is recorded. You can listen if there was something that you missed that you want to hear again. There's different topics that are there. Paul does workshops online. Those are recorded and put on the website. But everything that you see around this company is about educating investors, because we truly believe that the educated investor is a more confident investor, and a more confident investor can relax about money because they end up being more successful investors. So you're listening to okay. You're listening to us here, sitting in for Paul Winkler. Anything else you want to share on the American Dream?
I tell all my clients they should do it. I think it's that important. And I always tell them, bring your adult kids.
Yes. I had, in the last one we did, I had one of my clients bring their kids, both in high school. One just graduated high school, is now in college. And they have jobs, and they bring checks, and they drop off checks, and they're learning how to be responsible for their own money.
Yeah.
And they, you know, those two young men, I was so impressed. Those two young men were asking more questions than the adults. You know, and another thing, let me just share about the American Dream Experience, in the workshop. It's a transformational workshop.
Right.
You will not walk out of there the same after the end of day two, probably even after the end of day one, as you walked in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we feed you really well. You get really good education. It's just overall a great workshop.
And it's participatory. So it's not just sitting there listening to some boring speaker, Ira. No. But no, it's participatory. They want you to participate. And that's where the learning really happens, is we work with the people and you get every question answered. That's the goal of it.
Yeah, that's really the magic of the whole thing, is hearing people that had the same questions and concerns that you have. And I say there's actually more learning from that.
Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. You want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. You can watch some of the videos there, and if you're not already a client, you can set up a free initial consultation. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more competent investors, and confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one. Advisory services offered through Paul Winkler, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what investments are appropriate for you, please consult with a financial advisor. Paul Winkler, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your particular situation.